Well, thankfully, 2020 is behind us and now already into the second month of 2021, which is quite amazing how time flies. We certainly hope 2021 is going to be a hell of a lot better than 2020, but it's still not without its challenges. We've been encouraged to trade locally, to help stores with a door, all this sort of thing. So let's catch up with Dennis Bice from B Bendigo and see just how the local economy is moving. Dennis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
So what about the feeling out in the business community? Is it one of optimism? It's still not without its challenges going ahead, obviously.
Yeah, I think what we've been saying, it's almost cautious optimism at this point in time. We have seen, an uptake in business for a lot of the businesses locally, which has been really good. The support from local communities has been fantastic as well. And I think the focus around, the importance of local business, prospering and becoming stronger is really something that's been elevated amongst the community in general. So we are seeing that local support. We're not without some challenges going forward. We're still seeing events cancelled and things like that happening, which has an impact on business. But we're working with the business community to try and work our way through what other options there might be and how we might move forward.
Yeah. Obviously, one of the big points for a lot of businesses still is government support, and particularly through JobKeepers and that sort of thing. And I saw Scott Morrison again last night saying that, that has to be phased out and we can't just run the economy on taxpayers' money. Your thoughts and feedback in relation to this?
Well, I think it's reality that we can't expect JobKeeper to continue in its current format. Whether it continues maybe for specific industries in a slightly different format, we're not 100% sure, but we're certainly feeding information through to government around what we're actually seeing and the impacts. And, we do officially finish JobKeeper on the 31st of March. So we're working with businesses between now and then to ensure that if they are on JobKeeper, that they've got sufficient programs and things in play that will actually help them get through that next stage.
Yeah. I guess still some of the industries, and the one that we hear a lot about is the travel industry, and that is still very problematic, particularly, when you look again, like just the five-day shutdown now that Western Australia have sort of called within a matter of hours. Very, very tough for the travel sector.
Yeah, and clearly it's been one of the probably two or three hardest hit throughout the whole process, and the challenges are still, in terms of uncertain about what the future holds and what it might be. So, from that perspective, we keep talking to them. We're a lot happier in terms of the progress businesses are making in terms of realigning the business, looking at what they're doing, making some changes. But we do understand that there's still some big challenges ahead.
Yeah. Well, B Bendigo, part of your remit, of course, is to not just help and support, but also to educate, train and, put people in the places where they can help local businesses. So what's coming up? I know you've got a couple of events coming up.
Yeah, we've got a few things going on at the moment. Tonight we have our first catch-up of our mentor-mentee program. Leadership in the community is pretty critical in terms of business going forward. So that program we kicked off in November last year, and our first catch-up's tonight. One of our most popular events is coming up, the State of the Market Economic Breakfast, which will be held on the 17th of February at the All Seasons. We've done a lot of work around COVID, piece around being able to hold that event, but we're happy that that one will be up and running. As I said, it's probably one of our most popular events we run throughout the years, run by Bendigo Bank economist David Robertson, and some insights into what's happening in not only national markets, but the impact it has on Bendigo and what that might look forward to. So if anyone's interested, jump onto our B Bendigo website. You'll be able to book a ticket to that event through Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. We're expecting to see a reasonably good crowd again at that one this year.
Yep, COVID safe bacon and eggs, always good.
Yeah, it is a bit of a challenge when we're working, and because every day is different, it does move. But I think the one thing that we have heard really loud and clear from the business community is they want to get back to some of those face-to-face events, acknowledging that there'll be some COVID protocols around that.
Yeah, of course.
But they're keen, I think, to get that engagement happening and get back again.
Terrific. All righty, Dennis, thanks as always, and we'll check in a couple of weeks and see how things are going.
No worries, Robert. Thank you.
All the best. Dennis Bice from B Bendigo joining us on the Wake Up Call.